friends. Happy Tuesday. What a special day. For our first-time listeners, welcome. And to our old friends, thank you for returning after all these years. And welcome back to the newest and fourth season of the Friends of France podcast. My heart is honestly leaping for joy and just relief that after a whole year of preparation, research, recording, and a shit ton of editing, we are finally here. As an introduction, my name is Christian Franz, a content creator and registered nurse from New York City. If you follow me online, you have probably seen mostly my skincare, beauty, and fashion modeling photos and videos. But, and I suppose many people aren't aware of this, and many are still surprised by it, which in turn surprises me as well. By day, I am a full-time working nurse, having been one for just over 6 years now. But I have been in healthcare for a decade at this point, starting as a cardiology medical assistant back in college. So I graduated my bachelor's degree in nursing from Hunter Bellevue School of Nursing and then worked in various sectors of healthcare, primarily in cardiology. I started in the cardiac surgery recovery unit, taking care of post-open heart surgery patients, such as those who have underwent coronary bypass, heart valve replacements and repairs. But I also took care of patients after other cardiac procedures that were not open heart in nature, like catheterization and electrophysiology cases, alongside non-surgical patients as well, like closely taking care of those with heart failure, heart arrhythmias or abnormal heart rhythms, hypertensive crises, and even those who suffered heart attacks. And I did this for about 3 years in the hospital. Nowadays, I still work in cardiology, specializing in adult congenital heart disease. At the same time, over the past 6 years and up to this day, I have worked in public and occupational health, collaborating with the New York State Department of Health to provide vaccinations to the public. I've probably helped vaccinate thousands of New Yorkers with their flu shots every year, COVID-19 shots, and even during the period of the monkeypox vaccines. Who remembers that? And throughout 2021, I worked with the United Nations to travel across the tri-state area, helping to test their diplomats for COVID-19 to allow them to obtain their international travel clearance during the pandemic so that they can proceed with their meetings in other countries. Also around the same time, I went back to school for 2 years at NYU for post-baccalaureate studies in medicine, studying higher levels of inorganic and organic chemistry, biology, biochemistry, PTSD, and physics for medical school admissions. At the same time as well, doing medical research within the interventional cardiology and endovascular surgery space, where I was able to publish 2 co-authored research articles. So I did the whole shebang, got into medical school, decided not to proceed and focus on my nursing career. I was working in the COVID-19 ICUs at that time and also focusing on this newfound passion I had in content creation, especially this podcast series. The birth of this podcast series began during the crazy time of COVID. As I mentioned, I was working in the COVID ICUs at that time from 2020 to 2021 here in New York City at its epicenter, working 13 hours nightly. I remember working up to 9 shifts straight because we were so short-staffed. We're using the same N95 mask for over a week because of the shortage, leaving it in a brown paper bag pinned to the wall after every shift. Up to 10 patients dying every night, endless CPRs running to this room, running to another room to do another session of CPR and new patients, helping wrap up the dead bodies, which would then be transported to the freezer trucks outside the hospital, using my phone to FaceTime family members and loved ones so that they can say goodbye to my patients because no hospital visitors were allowed at that time. But even after all of this horror I was witnessing firsthand and marinating in the flesh, there was so much misinformation online about COVID that it's a hoax, that it's all made up. Meanwhile, I was working every night and seeing the terror of what was going on. And I was afraid that I would be the next one to be exposed to the virus and die because of this new coronavirus that we knew nothing about. That's when I realized that I could utilize my online platform to bring on experts from various scientific and clinical fields who have since then become friends to me, hence the title Friends of France, where I envisioned harnessing their years of education, training, and experience to discuss their fields and to debunk common misinformation surrounding it. The show started as an Instagram livestream series for the first couple of seasons. people requested that it be a podcast, so I extracted the live stream recordings into audio. And as a result, this platform and community have evolved into not only a platform for debunking misinformation and providing health education, but also as a way to humanize healthcare workers and scientists by sharing their journeys and life stories. And ultimately, it became a representation project, as I would say a majority of my guests across all three seasons with almost 80 episodes reflect my heritage and stories, with my guests having been of mostly Asian heritage. This fourth season is, I would say, an adventure for me personally. The past seasons have been primarily scientific and clinical in nature, which I love, is fantastic, and what my profession is all about. But over the past year, I realized that there was so much more to medicine and to the art and science of healing beyond the Western and American healthcare system that I have been ingrained in and a part of for the past decade. A friend invited me to a retreat last year in the summer in Pennsylvania, where I thought it would just be pools and swimming and food. But the retreat had a program with various lecture sessions about herbalism, astrology, traditional Chinese medicine, diet, and so much more. Which, hear me out, from my very clinical, scientific, and lab-based background, I thought were all woo-woo, pseudoscience, and just forms of quackery. As I made the decision to read more about them, speak to more practitioners, and even engage in some activities like getting acupuncture, attending yoga sessions, attending traditional fragrance making classes, visiting herbal stores, I realized that at the end of the day, it does not need to be a competition between Western medicine and more traditional or Eastern schools of thoughts and healing modalities. And so in this new season, I am so excited to present to you different conversations in the story of health and healing, touching on topics like TCM, acupuncture, Qigong, Reiki, Ayurvedic medicine, and so much more. My hope is, as always, not to give medical advice or clinical recommendations, but just to share stories about forms of healing and health and wellness that will expand our horizons and give us new definitions of what health really means, so that we can make informed decisions and choices of which next step is the best for us to take. And with this, I present a new genesis in the Friends of France podcast. I hope that you not only learn more about your body and how it works and the world around us, but they also present different ways that others live and think outside of our bubble, so that we can become more understanding and empathetic of others' choices and agency, which, who knows, may also be the right way for us. I remember watching a video back in college where a blogger said, "Sometimes the answer is outside of our own village." And so in this new season, I hope you encounter a new village that you can find yourself in. Thank you for joining me in this learning and healing journey, and welcome to the fourth season of the Friends of France podcast.